Yes, good morning to you all. In Jesus' name, this is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to speak some here, some more on on our Father's heart. We who have been redeemed, we who have entered into the kingdom of God, have a heavenly Father. As the scripture says, we have a heavenly Father who takes care of us and looks after our needs. I'd like to read here in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 9, verse 23, reads this: Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, neither let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exerciseth loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. And I find it interesting that the three main things that man usually relies on naturally is listed there, and God is saying those are not the things that we should have our confidence in, or those are not the things that we should be feeling strong about or feeling like that gives us any advantage. Mighty men, that would be your strength. You know, we hear a lot about when someone is describing someone, you might say, well, he's a hard, honest worker. He's a hard-working man, and he's an honest man. And I do believe especially the honest part is very good. The hard-working part is also, there's nothing that one can condemn about a hard-working man. But according to the scripture, it says that that is not basically not something that is, you know, that we should put a lot of confidence in. Same way with a wise man. A wise man is someone who you would consider as a smart man, maybe. A man who has an advantage because he might be a smart businessman or is able to figure a lot of things out. And then the other one is a rich man. It's often seen in today's day that a rich man has quite an advantage and can do things, which is true. A rich man can do a lot, can accomplish a lot of things, because if you have a lot of money, you can in many ways accomplish almost what you want, because you can always, if you do not have the ability to do it yourself, you can always pay someone to do it. It's almost limitless what a man can accomplish here on this earth if he has lots of money. And so those three things is God is saying that really don't impress him a lot. It's really not something that he's looking for when he's looking from heaven down to the earth and looking for a man whose heart is right towards him. It's not any of those three categories. But it's saying, let the man glory in this, that I am a loving and a kind heavenly Father. And it also says, execute righteousness and and judgment. So it does appear that what really counts here in our relationship to God is how we view him. Not so much how wise we are, not so much how much knowledge we have, not so much how well we understand things, how rich we are, even spiritually or physically. and how strong we are, and I think that even includes spiritually. I think it would really mean physically, but I think it could also mean spiritually, how strong we are. But what it's saying, that how well we know the Father and our view of Him is really what's going to bring us through in the end, because it's amazing how our view of God and how we view God if I may say, as an individual, what our description of God is. It's amazing how that affects our thinking and our relationship with God and everything else. And so that was one of the things that I had a burden for, is that we would view God in the right way. Sometimes when our relationship is distant, we can view God as someone who is far away and someone who is not really involved in my life, and God can become distant to us. He can become, you know, someone that we view as that He might not be interested in our life. But I'd like to point out this scripture. There's a scripture that says, "I have not seen, and ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for His children." And if you think about that verse, it's saying that there's no eye that has ever seen, and there's no ear that has ever heard. And it is not even earthly possible, even with the greatest of our imaginations, to imagine what it would be to be in heaven, or what heaven will be like. It has not entered into the heart of man. And, you know, if you think about that, if you were to have the liberty to imagine and just let your imagination run as far and fast as it can run, you can come up with some interesting things if there's no limits to your imagination. But it says that we cannot even imagine. And so the joy that is set before us as Christians is not even possible to imagine. And if you think about it, this is what God has in store for every individual on the face of the earth. This is what He had in store for Adam and Eve. This is what He really wants for His chosen creation, the apple of His eye, which is mankind. And that was His original design. That was His heart for us, to enjoy those blessed things of heaven. That is His desire. And if you think about it, this earth here is only a tiny little, hardly even measurable speck in light of eternity. And so this little earth is not really what we're going to gauge our Heavenly Father by. It's not really, I mean, we will not get an accurate picture of God unless we get the whole picture. The whole picture would include eternity. And so, you know, we think of the Christian life here with a lot of suffering and a lot of trials and things that, you know, we have to war against. But the thing that I would like to point out, that's not because the Heavenly Father wanted it that way in the beginning. That is more the result of the fall of man. And now God is desiring to redeem man back to Himself. And that's why He sent His Son. And His Son suffered and died for our sake. And I believe that when we view God, as that scripture says, as a loving and a kind Heavenly Father who has our best interest in mind, it will make a big difference in how we serve him. And I believe it's very good and right to obey God just solely for obedience' sake, because we fear him. But I believe there's a place to arrive that goes beyond just sheer obedience because we fear him. I believe that what God really wants is for us to know him, know his heart, and to get a picture of his ways, and that he is a kind and a loving Heavenly Father. And so I wish you God's blessings this morning, and pray that God's love would be manifested to all of us. God bless you.